You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here from Theater at Latitude 58. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me what part you play in the upcoming production of Newsies? We'll start with you.
My name is Dakota Morgan, and I play Jack Kelly.
My name's Clara Nealon, and I play Les.
My name is Karen Allen, and I'm the director.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here. Newsies opens November 22nd. That's this Friday and runs through the weekend. Would one of you like to tell me a little bit about Theater at Latitude 58 and what's it like to be in their shows?
It's challenging in a good way. It pushes you places you never thought you could go. I know that I'm not much of a dancer, but they've like whipped us into shape pretty good. Yeah, for this crazy dance musical, and Theater at Latitude, really, they have a good way of bringing together people that normally wouldn't really come together, being an all-ages theater. So creates connections that normally wouldn't happen.
That's a great description. Do you want to add anything, Clara?
I don't know. It's just basically the connections that you meet with other people is what I think is amazing, and like how you can... Like, there's a big tap dancing number, and I came in not knowing how to tap dance, and I came out.
Now you're pretty darn good.
You learned how to tap dance? How long have you been practicing?
We've been working it since August.
Wow. That's really impressive. And are you having fun with it?
Yeah.
Have you been in any past productions?
I was in Matilda the Musical, last musical.
That's great. I had those guys in here for an interview, too. That's fun. How about you, Dakota? Have you been in past productions?
This is my first show with them. But
wow.
They've really, they're pretty welcoming. And, yeah, they've made it a pretty enjoyable experience.
Oh, that's great. So, believe it or not, I've never seen Newsies. Can someone tell me what it's about?
So, it's a... Disney dramatized version of the Newsboys strike.
What's that?
Do you know the year?
Yeah, 1899. The newspaper owners raised the prices of the newspapers to the Newsies to sell them. And the Newsies already worked under very difficult conditions and for very, very small pay. And then they cut their profit margins. And so the children of New York City went on strike. And they actually shut down New York City for the better part of a couple of days until the newspaper owners negotiated with them.
Ah.
And it was sort of the start of some of the founding of child labor laws in this country.
That's a lot more serious than I thought it was. serious topic. But I know there's like some really fun music, and it appears to be quite the lighthearted production based on a serious topic. Clara, can you tell me a little bit about your character in the production?
So Les, in the script, they say he's Davy's cheeky little brother, but he's basically Davy's little brother who's basically up for anything and is think he's bigger than he actually is.
Are you anything like Les in real life?
Maybe a little bit.
Dakota, how about you? Tell me about your character.
So Jack Kelly, he's the 17-year-old newsie, kind of the leader of the bunch, and with Davy's help, he rallies everybody together to strike against the newspaper owners.
That sounds like a good role. Is that the lead?
It is the lead. It's fun. It's challenging.
Yeah. All right. Well, Karen, what's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, that's always a hard one. I mean, there are so many things I love about it. I think my favorite number that we've staged so far is The World Will Know, which I did not anticipate being my favorite because the show is a little heavy on anthems.
Mm-hmm.
But the cast sells it so well. The choreography comes together so beautifully. And it's just, it's pretty fabulous. I'm really proud of them.
Clara, how about you? What's your favorite part of the show?
I don't know. I really like all the dancing that's in Seize the Day because... It's a little stressful when it first started, but then once you actually got it, it was super fun to do all the things and in sync and stuff like that.
Oh, fun. Is that the tap dancing number?
No. King of New York is the tap dancing.
Okay. Dakota, how about you? What was your favorite part?
Yeah, it's so cool to step into like a leadership role and
please
striking.
Tell me it's Santa
rallying.
Fe.
Rallying is it's so much fun. You know, you're pretty much a hype man at all times in the play. And it's just, it's yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, it opens this weekend, Friday night. There's a show at 7, Saturday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m., Thunder Mountain High School is mm-hmm. where it'll be performed, and tickets at Jack Hearthside Vendini. And at the door, Karen, is everybody ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a couple of technical rehearsals, but our orchestra, I heard them play last night, and they sound fantastic. The set is up. The costumes are done. We just have to do it now.
Clara, do you feel ready?
Yeah.
Do you get stage fright at all?
Not really.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I think she's fearless.
Yeah. Well, she looks fearless. Do you feel ready, Dakota?
I think so.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, we've been working really hard on it. Everybody in the cast has, and I think it's a really great show.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be a real hit, and it sounds like it was a lot of fun to work on.
Yeah. We've had a great time.
Terrific. So, again, it opens this weekend. Get your tickets. There's a website, theateratlatitude58.org. Lots of information there. Karen, anything you want to add?
Please come see the show. This cast is fantastic. You have 45 people ranging from single digits to over 50 all working together, and it's really fantastic.
All right, break a leg, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.